I do think there's a responsibility right now to keep looking at the painful truths, and I do think that art can carry truths as painful and complicated as what is coming up right now for society. So especially music can hold contradictions, and it can say something and feel differently. It can hold a lot of the things, the chaos of what is going on right now. So I do think a lot of really exciting things are going to come out of this, but I still wish it wasn't happening. But
my wife and I sat there when, after the school shooting, I think in Texas, and all those students banded together and they brought everybody to Washington, you know, and I thought, my God, it's like the 60s again. Because I felt that a lot of youth were very apathetic for about 20 years or so, and suddenly these people got together, and I watched them, and I thought this was an exciting time to be living in now, because it did take me back to things like in 1968 at the Democratic Convention.
The arts and the world of the arts is a funny world, because on the one hand, uniqueness is celebrated. How often in biographies or reviews do we see unique, one of a kind? But at the same time, uniqueness is also partly marginalized, because the great paradox of the arts is people want something totally new as long as it sounds exactly the same as everything else.
A few years back, I looked for other kinds of subjects in songs, and then it kind of hit me. And I was listening to a lot of gospel music too, and I started asking myself, why do I want to sing or express myself through music? And the answer was really, I want to spread and share love.